appointed Mayor Pro Tem member of the committee.
Chairman.
Put their attention to the little thing. Introduce yourself before.
Yes, no.
I thought they were in the.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, President, good morning, President and members of the committee. And also to our colleagues in Tarotara and from the province and municipality of Malin and from Wale, from Foxa National. It's not a project today, this is for the global.
Good morning, Malin is Kusengwe from Kauda.
Good morning, Chair.
Can you do it, sir, the only person of the internet, what you do?
I am in marketing and communication at Kauda, in national office.
Good morning, Chair. Welcome back. Good to see you again, Chair. We missed you, Chair. My name is Brian Adams. I am not a singer. I am also a guest in this office here in Portela and the other.
Good morning, everyone. I am Mr. Rafa Chapal.
Okay.
My name is Siyabulela Mbawuli. I'm with the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
CMG?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Like we indicated, this meeting has ended on the 6th of December. It didn't conclude our deliberation due to load shedding. But the issue that we were dealt with, I think the time we adjourned the doubt, that why you had to come to this amendment. The colleagues were dealing with the issues that relate to you. I remember very well Honorable Hussein was on the clock. I believe then yes, it is Honorable within the matter. We want to welcome you all. That we indicated earlier, and the feeling of the colleagues. We are dealing with the municipality with the AG on the serial offender. So we are taking an approach that municipalities that have not set their own decision. So municipalities that need our attention. So Harapan is one of those municipalities that we have interest on the community. I think if I'm not mistaken, there are 9 to 12. We were dealing with the measures of governance and administration when we attend. Taking from the AG's report, then the latest development that we have seen is the intervention by the province. We have a letter from the minister that shows us how an agreement on the matter of the provincial executive in the province to deal with the issue of Mukhalapan. I hope they should be aware of the letter and point one. So I think you have the HOD, you have to fill us up, force our engagement and development on the matter. But I think it would be proper that we expose the matter that we are dealing with on the matter, then maybe then we'll allow the doctor to take us on board and informally introduce the administration to us. And then the other matters, then maybe if we get the traditional analysis from the administrator himself, the intervention team, maybe we can then later probe and follow up questions on matters that we have covered. Definitely, I shall agree, you will agree with us, the issue of the interview report and the findings, you are going to be able to. And then the interventions that you are seeing and the progress that's basically that's how we're going to approach it. But the issue that is honorable says, was dealing with the death and the around the algorithm.
Thank you, Chair. In essence, information was provided to the committee in respect of the alleged conduct of Mr. Masha Maite. As Chairperson, there are several questions there which I think we have to seek to put to Mr. Masha Maite. There is a repetition of what was asked before. I think it is necessary just to catch up on what was said before. Mr. Chairperson, I think the first question must go to the acting municipal manager, just for context, and that is whether from the 2017 and 2018. And that question is whether in the 17-18 or 18-19 financial year, all of your senior managers and middle managers completed conflict of interest or interest declaration, and whether you have those declarations on record in the municipality. I think the answer of the chairperson is coming before us.
Amen.
Thank you, Chair. With regard to the question from the member, in 18-19, that's where I was able to start, because in 17-18, I was not in the municipality. I can confirm that with the senior managers, the conflict of interest forms were filled and were approved and submitted to the municipal manager's office. However, with regard to the deputy manager and below, they were not filled. They were not done. And I'm only talking on 18-19 financial year in which I was there.
The
at the time, there was a King Municipal Minister Chair. However, he is not here today with us. I believe he has sent through an apology to the committee. And we will have to follow up in terms of the 17-18 financial year declaration.
The 18-18, we are
referring to Mr. Malule.
Who claims to be free to arrest Edward? Mayor? Speaker?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'm sure it's Mr. Malaga, instead of the Minister of Health, but I know that he has to be the Minister of Health.
You know that it's a legal requirement to make sure that your officials find their interest. Was this matter ever considered as a scandal? Because as long as you do it as a scandal, then you need to know who are the officials that they have in the municipality so that they are able to do over the next over the country. That
Thank you very much.
I'm saying well assisted from the over time. You should know which official is doing business in the municipality. Which councillor is doing business in the municipality. You know it's a politician, it's a big load. That should interest yourself as well.
Yes, Chair, we are aware of that, they are prohibited for doing that. From where I'm standing, I'm not aware whether there is an official who paid to their interest. But what I'm aware of, after the Auditor General's report, there was an official that was a recommendation to cancel that special committee.
Then you want to have a question? You are covered by your question. Have a question. You want to add?
No, I'm
fine. Over to you, Honourable Brent.
Thanks,
Chair. The second question to the Municipal Manager is, in spite of whatever was declared or not declared, did you ever become aware that either a senior manager or a deputy or a middle manager in the municipality has business interests of whatever kind that constitutes a conflict of interest?
Thank you, Chair. During my stay in the municipality, there has been this level of information flowing through that there might be conflict of interest on certain instances where officials might also be doing business with the municipality. And we even had a forensic investigation at some point, which was also uncovering such, and we even took a decision which went to council, where the manager specifically in this instance was the technical manager, and he, as a result, resigned before we could conclude all the disciplinary proceedings. But it was found that there are some pockets and levels of officials doing business with the ministry.
Chair, the last question to the municipal manager is, did you ever discover a conflict of interest, whether declared or not, of any of the officials that are represented or are sitting here in the committee room today?
With regards to anybody sitting around this table or around this room, I haven't received anything formally or informally. Chair, I'm not aware of any conflict of interest that colleagues might be living here. Thank you.
Chair, yes, then I just have some questions for Mr. Marshall.
Prior to that, you
are
saying there was a forensic investigation conducted. Prior to you, that's it. The manager decided to resign, and you allowed the manager to leave. What was the cost of that forensic investigation? Did you implement that forensic investigation? Because definitely it is a conflict of interest, right? Did you ever pursue the official criminal? Maybe you refresh our memory to everything that you say, how much was involved in relation to that conflict of interest.
Thank you, Chair. The investigation was conducted, yes, and before the the report could be taken to cancer. The official then resigned, and the report never went through the cancer. And the cost to the respect, it was plus minus 2 million, if I'm not mistaken. And then we also tried from our side to inform our principal through PMC. A report was written where we're instituting to request a directive from their side in terms of implementing the recommendations of the forensics. Thus far, I must indicate that we haven't really made some strides or any penetration in terms of really implementing the recommendations of the forensics. Thank you.
And then when the official resigned, the judge decided to put that report under the carpet. What you're saying?
No, Chair, I'm not saying it was thrown under the carpet. I'm saying a report was then made to effect the recommendation thereof. Why we knew that the report never also went to cancel. However,
who had the responsibility to take the report to
cancer? I had the responsibility to take the
matter to
cancer.
So why did you take the report to
cancer? I did take the forensic to cancer, however, due to other internal challenges.
Those other internal problems,
what are
the internal
problems? There were two report disruptions in terms of cancer. As a result, the report never really found to be able to go cancer.
Is cancer still being disrupted as you speak now?
No, cancer.
So why has the report not been to go cancer?
I can say really, Chair, that there is a challenge in taking the report to cancer, but due to obviously backlog in terms of the report that needed to go to cancer and also the compliance report that needed to be before cancer, the report was still in the process also to be included, to be presented and detailed before cancer, so it hasn't been taken as yet.
Maybe you need to share with us the forensic report commission at the cost of over 2 million. And then what did the report uncover? I think as an accounting officer, you know, can you share with us and highlight and attach the monetary value to the findings? That highlight. You definitely share with us.
Thank you, Chair. The report was basically focusing on the technical services side, and one of the recommendations or the findings made by the team was that there were some levels of conflict of interest by officials who were found to have been in conflict with the projects that were there. And further to that, there were areas of project which were indicated that there might have been inflated in terms of the cost, and also there were areas where projects were allowed to exceed the validity period without really requesting the extension as per the MSMA from cancer. And also the non-compliance basically in terms of the spending patterns within the technical side. So those were the highlights of the report, Chair. Thank you.
And how much was involved in those irregularities? How much?
Can you share with you? I beg your pardon, sir.
How much was involved in those that have elected to be your promise? If you have commissioned a report for over 2 million, it means that the price attached to the letter of the resolution would have been less than 2 million. We're talking about maybe hundreds of millions or billions. How much was involved?
Substantive amount, Chair. I cannot put a figure to it. However, I can indicate that yes, substantive amount of money which might have been inflated with your loss portion.
The report is not reported. Still now, we can't tell that the figure you are taking a substantive amount. Because this is the report that you generated as an accounting office with your management team. That was supposed to go to Kazakh. But nevertheless, you share the copy of the corrected report with the committee dated by Tuesday, which is the 5th.
Thank you, Chair. The answer by the Minister Manager to the previous question prompts a further one in the light of evidence before the members of this committee. She stated that she was not made aware of any potential conflict of interest involving any of the officials who are sitting in this room. But, as chairperson, the committee in fact has in our possession a memorandum. And if you give me an opportunity just to retrieve that. Of the Mokalakwena municipality to the municipal manager, from the acting manager of community services, Mr. G. Mayor, dated the 7th of August 2019. And appended to this memorandum is an affidavit of a person who claims to have had dealings with the Jabu Mashamaite. He says that Mr. Mashamaite acted as a middleman, instructed him to perform work as a subcontractor of a company called KES, which I believe did waste management and litter picking services, and that Mr. Mashamaite in fact paid amounts of money and instructed him as to his work responsibility. So if you're saying that you were not made aware of any conflict of interest, and here the memorandum is before this committee, dated the 7th of August 2019, addressed to the municipal manager, how do we reconcile that with the answer that you gave a moment ago? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I might have also missed the context at which the member was referring the conflict of interest from. Hence, my focus was on the financial conflict of interest. But I am noting what the member is indicating in terms of the affidavit, which I am aware of those string of affidavits which were submitted to the municipality, where particular service providers were claiming that they had dealings with Mr. Mashamaite at the time, where they were given verbally work by Mr. Mashamaite, and as a result they were now not getting paid. And for me, that I'm not sure that we can take it as a conflict of interest, but I understand where the member is also coming from. But yes, I am aware of such affidavits being made or maybe came through to my office as a result of those particular dealings. But I must also indicate that those the work or the actual work that transpired, you will be aware that it happened prior to me really being in the municipality, but I must take note and indicate that to you, remember that I'm aware of the affidavits. They came through, and we also made our own investigation, which we also found that some service providers did indeed do the work, and indeed the user department also verified, and some where did not do the work, hence also the manager, the acting manager for community services, was indicating discomfort and satisfaction in terms of those affidavits and other emails that needed to be made. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's very important. I hear the municipal manager mentioning that during critical times she was not in the office, but it's very important that she understands that the accounting officer, she has the responsibility to apply herself and her responsibility at the moment she becomes aware of allegations of irregularity. So to say that these things happened when I wasn't the municipal manager is unfortunately not sufficient, because there is an obligation to investigate and determine whether there was misconduct, a conflict of interest, or any other possible breaches of the Municipal Finance Management Act. And in this particular instance, the provisions dealing with supply chain management regulation. That having been said, can the municipal manager please tell us what she did following the receipt of these affidavits and allegations to investigate whether the allegations against Mr. Mashamaite in fact were a basis for these allegations? What did she do? Did she inform the municipal council? What was the outcome of her investigation? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Subsequent to those allegations, there was a report prepared for council. We did take the report together with the CFO indicating the unauthorized expenditure as a result of those allegations, because invoices were flowing into the municipality, and as a result some work were verified. And if work has been verified, it means that work was indeed done by some of those service providers. We did the report to council, and further to that, what I did in terms of what I also found to be irregular in a way or unlawfully done by the incumbent, which is Mr. Mashamaite. I did charge Mr. Mashamaite. While I was in the process, obviously, of charging Mr. Mashamaite, then there was a disruption. But I'm saying we did take some stuff from our side.
Mm-hmm.
To
why are you in the process
of taking Mr. Mashamaite? There was what? Then there was a disruption.
Mm-hmm. What kind of disruption?
Mm.
What is that disruption? Can you name
it? Chair, I believe that in our previous meeting we had a few committee, and I did explain some of the issues, and I was already taken requested by members to deliberate intensively on this particular matter. But what I just wanted to highlight
when
was Thank you, Chair. during that time, then I was only, I was then set aside, obviously, for the matter to be dealt with, and I was not in the
room. What you wanted for you to say is that. So then, when you set aside, when you come back, because you started the process, what is that you have to do? Because you are back at the room. And you knew by the time you set aside, there was a process that you were dealing with. What did you do? As an accounting officer, because this is your sole responsibility, shared responsibility to deal with.
Thank you, Chair. From my side, when I came back, the process was completed. And I requested the Minister of Public Services to finish me with the report on the process, how it unfolded. And indeed she did, which was, the report was indicating that she took it upon herself as the acting Minister Minister at the time to therefore uplift the suspension of Mr. Masha Maite. And Mr. Masha Maite was not found guilty of any charge, and therefore he was back at work.
Do you believe yourself when you charge Mr. Masha Maite, there was prospect of success? Did the acting MMA charge with Masha Maite, did you say about his intention of some of the service of this matter to be here? When you charge, there was a claim of advocacy that there was a gross violation of the misconduct. Then, Ms. Masha tells you have decided to make the conclusion. So what is your matter between yourself and Mr. Major? It was a genuine disciplinary matter that you assumed against Mr. Masha.
Oh, thank you, Chair. Yes, I believe that there was a case, given the fact that the bones are the damage and many other matters that were needed to get to the bottom of. So I believe that there was a matter that you could have uncovered, and therefore disciplinary could have taken place and taken its due course accordingly. Thank you, Chair.
So what is the status of Mr. Matamata's case
now?
Because you say when you come back, Ms. Matala told you she has uplifted.
Thank you, Chair. The suspension, as I said, it was already uplifted and Mr. Masha Maite was taken with working. Because
he
was
not outcome of the DC part of the according to
according to the report that I got from the Minister of Public it was that there was a disciplinary and there was a disciplinary process which took place, and therefore the deciding officer concluded that there was no wrongdoing that had been conducted by Mr. Matamai.
Thank you, Chair. Does the municipal manager think that there was any or that the reason that action was taken against her and she was removed from the scene was in order to protect Mr. Masha Maite and to restore him to his position? And does she believe that any of the political leadership in the council were involved in such a conspiracy?
Thank you, Chen. I believe so, Manda. I believe that maybe there was some level of interference in terms of proceeding the process of disciplinary. As a result, one was better from. Thank you, Chen.
Any idea who could have been involved?
No, Chen.
Just for context sake, can the municipal manager indicate to us what was the nature of the allegations brought against her leading to her suspension, and what was the outcome of that process?
Thank you, Chair. One of the allegations brought forward by the accounting officer to Mr. Matamaita was illegal appointment of officials within the municipality. It was also the matter that we just touched on in terms of the illegal appointments of certain service providers to do work, where maintenance under the community services during his time when he was acting. And also one of the allegation was the qualifications in terms of acquiring the position that he possessed currently. So those were the matters that were raised in the charge sheet in terms of trying to get to the bottom of exactly what could have been the issue and which one wanted to resolve. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and so thanks for that information. I think it's very important for the record, but in fact my question relates more to the circle disruption. And I'm guessing, Chairperson, that there was a suspension of the municipal manager to get her out of the office, and she was out of the office. I suppose that could be the only reason that would be for the municipal manager to have been removed or not in her position during a particular time. And just for context, what were the circumstances of that disruption that the municipal manager describes? What were the details of any particular suspension or removal from office or leave or whatever it was?
Thank you, Chair. There was no suspension at all. There was just a request made as a result of uplifting the suspension of Mr. Matamaise, which I felt uncomfortable doing at the time. And given the fact that I was almost on the verge of going for study leave, I therefore then requested to then go on study leave instead of uplifting, because I was then requested that the adjustment needed to be done as soon as possible. Like tomorrow, I needed to uplift the suspension, which I couldn't, which I also advised that we should rather allow the processes to unfold and obviously wait for the outcome of the proceedings in terms of the disciplinary, which it was not then granted. Thank you, Chair.
Can you please indicate to the committee who instructed you or placed pressure on you to uplift the suspension of Mr. Mashamaite?
It was not pressure, Chair. We had a discussion with the mayor, who also gave her side of the story, and I also indicated in terms of the processes that we need to unfold. And we then both agreed that it will be of best interest to all of us that I go in the meantime, because I couldn't do it at the particular time.
You said you were against the upliftment of Mr. Matamaise's suspension. I want you to listen to yourself if you're talking, because we're listening to you attentively. And I think you're not educated to answer the question. That's something as bad as that. Who said you must uplift the suspension of Mr. Matamaise? The person is very bad. But the way I told you, I think we don't have another opportunity to prove things that are obvious. Because the person is there. Can you be direct and specific if I'm going to respond to the question?
Thank you, Chair. Does the municipal manager think it's proper for a mayor to have discussions with an accounting officer about whether particular members of staff should be suspended, or whether the municipal manager should take leave so that decisions which the municipal manager doesn't feel comfortable with can be made? Does she not see that as a contravention by the mayor of the code of conduct for councillors, and in fact a corruption and a perversion of the entire municipal and constitutional system.
Thank you, Chair. With my understanding is that the accounting officer will report to council together to the mayor, and obviously we do have robust discussions. We have our own bilateral from time to time. Therefore, I did not see anything in contravention or any kind of interference. However, the discussion as it unfolded, it forced the accounting officer to do something that was not legal. Hence, I was saying that I was unable to agree to the request or agree to the discussion at the time. And we amicably then concluded that I will go on.
Chairperson, I think this prompts very, very serious questions for the mayor to answer to this committee. But for the moment, I'm finished with my any further questions to the municipal manager. The next set of questions I would ask to Mr. Mashamaite.
What do we do? Can we go to the mayor so that he resolve this? Are there anyone who wants to make this question in this particular item so that we do this on the same issue? Honorable Kumpa, your hand is up.
Is my chair going to be speaking? The last when I came to, they vote for the Indian question. That the speaker was supposed to take the election of the chair. Then the speaker, how far did he have taken candidate to the chair of the chair? Then he had the empty. Actually, to the greatest on the there is a public outcome. And it was supposed to be. As well as the annual report.
Thank you. then I'll hand over to another person.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm just going to quote from some provisions of the Municipal Systems Act that are quite important. And this is to the Executive Mayor. And I propose by implication the Municipal Manager as well. Section 67, Human Resource Development, compels the municipality to adopt and implement inter alia proper disciplinary procedures. Other provisions of the Act make it clear that the municipal administration has got certain obligations, including that of the municipal manager, to enforce discipline and the code of conduct, especially the schedule of the Systems Act that provides for the code of conduct of officials. Now, if we turn to Section 119 of the Act, the Systems Act, Chapter 12, Offences and Penalties, and I'm going to quote, Chairperson, and as I do, please cast your mind back to the information just provided to this committee by the Municipal Manager. Section 119, sub 1. A councillor who attempts to influence the Municipal Manager or any other staff member or an agent of the municipality not to enforce an obligation in terms of this Act, any other applicable legislation, or any bylaw, or a decision of the Council of the Municipality, is guilty of an offence, and on conviction liable to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 2 years. Section 119, sub 2, a municipal manager or other staff member of the municipality who accedes to an attempt mentioned in subsection 1 is guilty of an offence and a conviction liable to a fine or to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 2 years. Subsection 3, a person who contravenes section 101 is guilty of an offence and liable on conviction to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 1 year. And finally, subsection 4, any person convicted of an offence and sentenced to more than 12 months imprisonment without the option of a fine is disqualified to remain a councillor of the municipality concerned and to become a councillor in any municipality during a period of 5 years as from conviction. I think this is a very important section to keep in mind. My question, Chairperson, to the Mayor is on the account of the municipal manager, is the mayor not guilty of an offence in terms of the section of the Act?
Mayor?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Maybe I must first indicate that the deputy manager not reporting that it's and we have not attended by the council. It's a report of the manager. It's an administrative matter where by that time of the situation, as the MF was indicated in this meeting that we had bilateral talks around this issue. And by that time, the MM indicated to me that she will be on site. And I can tell the committee that there was no pressure at all. And during that time, yes, the MMP decided to make it. And there was an acting municipal manager. And where Mashama was working to the office. And on the section you were reading from the Court of X, I'm using X. Like I indicated that Mr. Demasham is the office of the mayor. It's not a question to the council. It's reporting directly to his manager. That I don't know how to affect the mayor in this regard. whereby some of the members of the committee that the mayor is involved in the issues of the maximum.
Honorable Council, by letter, you are saying there is a letter of material says when there happened on the letter of the Senate. Then you are saying at the same time you will not be there. How do you reconcile the two? But the letter was in the letter to Mr. Senate. And then the MM is on record saying that he was against Mr. President being participated. Means that the letter was about the uplifting of the transition of Mr. Matamaniki, which the MMS and accounting officer SDS indicated there was good reason for Mr. Matamaniki to stand in the hearing. In relation to the legal appointment of staff, in relation to this qualification that he was not appointed not meeting the requirements, and also in relation to the legal appointment of the employee. That's what the MM is saying on record. And then he is saying this is the responsibility of the municipality. But then the question puts differently, what made you then to them by the judge if you know this is only the competency of the MM? And then the MM says she had to take leave, she agreed. There's no point in this group that she finally agreed that she had to take leave because of where the community is. So for you to come and tell us where MM is, where your room is, I think you're meeting the public over here. Can you be direct and respond to what honorable
yes, indeed, you make the point. My question more personally would be, does the executive mayor deny to this committee, bearing in mind that it is a criminal offence to mislead a committee of parliament, does she deny discussing the suspension of Mr. Masha Malite with the municipal manager shortly before the municipal manager leaves?
Like I indicated, Charles Masha Maite and the deputy manager is the executive. That it would be a total interference if the mayor can involve himself in the execution of the deputy manager of the executive. Of course, like I said, we discussed all the letter. It was on the issue of the release of the MM that she will be on the end. Of course, the issue of nationality was discussed, and it was indicated in that meeting that there's nothing the mayor can do on the issue thing. She has nationality at the end of the meeting. That is the issue of the administration to do with the letter on the report.
So, Executive Mayor, you did discuss the issue.
Are you an Executive Mayor with the mayor?
I am the
mayor. Oh, the mayor. I apologize. Yes. Madam Mayor. So you admit that you discussed the issue of Mr. Mahamudin's suspension in your meeting with the municipal manager. The question now is, when the municipal manager tells this committee that she felt under pressure to do something that would contravene her conscience and her responsibility, is she misleading this committee? Because somebody is not telling the truth here. Either it's the municipal manager or it's you.
Well,
Honorable Chair,
I think I answered the issue that Jaruma Shamali is the only person. Of course, the NM is an attempt to time to time come and deliver their own decisions. And she came to me to tell me about the situation that she would be doing it to me. And the mother of the
mother.
Chair, I think in light of the conflicting information received as between the municipal manager and the mayor, that we are, as a committee, obliged to report this matter to the South African police because there is a potential offence that we have just come to know of, and that should be a matter of record for the committee. I think there's sufficient answers from both in order to justify a criminal investigation into this matter. The second thing I would want to say is that if the provincial government of Limpopo doesn't have this on record yet, and has to wait for the portfolio committee to obtain this, they are really not doing their job. And I think the minister would be justified in being upset with the Department of Corporate Governance in Limpopo as to the dismal performance of their duty. And I'm saying this without actually knowing, but if they are not onto this yet, then it's a major, major problem. Chairperson, I am done with any further questions to the effect of that. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. You tried to clarify me. Just our president and last year, December, we were here. It's on December. So we are here. The Honorable Chair, the accounting officer, he is prepared. Somebody for us to take 4 minutes. So that's why I was sitting here and she was discussing between her and the mayor. So she started to tell this committee that was here. I think you are aware.
You're aware. In fact, you want to close this matter and take the recommendation whenever you can. You still maintain that you had discussions about the treatment of the population.
Check the statement answered by the municipal manager.
Now, if you have that, you must compare those things, because once you meet everything in this house today, it's contradicting the same statements of the from the previous decision.
For us?
But we will come to that one. I come to that one. The house.
I can assure you there's no contradiction.
Okay.
Remember, we still have the camera, we still have the with the photo.
I can give you an example of why I say the issues he's raising today are different from those ones he was raising on that day.
No, we can't allow this service provider or a subcontractor of a service provider in the community services department of your municipality?
Thanks for the chair. But can I ask something? What are you saying?
I want
to ask something, chair, because I see I don't want to be sitting in a situation where the villagers are just leading to, just leading in the process. Why is it leading here or here, what is going on? I ask the question, is this meeting of today a follow-up on the previous meeting that we held in this studio? Or is it a new different meeting altogether? Because the same question that is being asked by Honorable Brink. The same question that you are asking today was asked on the previous meeting. If maybe that's why I asked this question. Maybe because Honorable Brink, you are not present. That's why you are left out and you are not informed properly. Because the question that you are asking today.
Can I call you to order, Mr. Chairman? Members are free to ask, it's a continuation. I can assure you, it's a continuation of the meeting. And nothing but Honorable Bunga to ask you the same question that was asked by Honorable Bunga. There's nothing but just respond to the question and continue. Let's not waste time. Let's answer the question and continue. There's a record of proceedings of the meeting. Don't worry about it. So, and then we're going to produce minutes on top of that. So just answer the question and then answer the question and ask so that there should be problems. Can I do this?
Madam Chair, yes, my fellow is Brink, and also it's very useful to remember that when you tell the truth, you don't have to remember the benefit of it, you don't have to remember what you said before. So just tell the truth. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. I have the question and
what is the question that I said that correctly is that if I have any dealing with any service provider or person claims to have done the services for the community service department at the time was at the helm of the community service in the case of 15. And the answer would be no, I did not get any dealing nor any knowledge of any service provider at that time, or the interest and who claims to have been a service provider in the past, and in the form of the so-called thing, those bogus documents I've spoken about, which are affidavit in my name. I made it very clear in the house that there was a fabrication of those documents by the ML in Russia. People still have been harassed in that and claim that they've done the work there. Neither was I coached come and verify anything of some sort. Why not? Why know those people or not? They just went on to point to this academy, they come back to the municipality, and the MM paid them millions of money without my knowledge of that. Hence, I wrote a letter to the MM to say, I defend myself against such things. I don't know anything about that. And that's what the MM proceeded to get me those things. that he has heard and prepared them according to we have done. And it's for the first time in my life to can see Kamal Palace paying out millions of rand in the home of Abu Dhabi without any verification of a web. Because it is true that the web has not been verified. If in this case, in that, who verifies that? If I'm the one who was the end user of the apartment at that time, they could have called me to say, Mr. Manager, do you know this is the case that they verified to get them right? To determine the rate that they were paying. Who's verifying that? Because I was never informed about this. It is the MMM who said that decided to do this and that. I can tell you now, at that time, if you could have gone to Maharaja and given yourself another person, the MMM was going to pay you money here for the Nazi, claiming to be my family, claiming that my family is doing it. Because there was this thing that developed at that time, where the MMM wanted to get rid of me in the Nazi. After we had the disagreement on some issues, which I think was personal, which I think have been deeply stored in this house, what was the reason why I was suspended in the first place? Because I was not, my heart claims that I'm not saying. Because I think my name has been punished for all things which I did not know. The things have to come out as to what prompted my manager's suspension. Why I was saying now that, what was said is that when the MMM was speaking now, she said to the house that there was not anyone who forced their preference to her to do such things. But it seems like there is a conspiracy in this whole part. I hear the question being asked, and that's the one which are coming from you, my friend, and the chairman said, are you being the MM to make and change the statements he said before? If you know what she's got, that she does not remember. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The question. Mm-hmm. I want to speak to that, please. Can you respond to questions? You don't need, and you're not going to teach us how to ask questions in this situation. You are not leading anyone. We are trying to get to the bottom of this. And we will reconvene. We will not reconvene if there is no reconvene. So can you deal with the questions as asked? If you have got your own observation, I will prefer you keep that paper. But deal with the questions as asked.
Okay, thank you, Chef. It sounded like you are listening to a present and
listening to
the process. Let me.
We have been doing this. You are not the person who said it here. We are looking at it. Please.
Okay.
And then they are not tailor-made questions that are made for you or the way you like us to ask questions. We won't allow you to participate.
Yeah, but I think, Chef, we are in a situation where we have to be objective when we talk on the thing, but
who's not objective?
No, I don't have to say.
So it's your own, keep it for yourself, because we're objective. We won't come here to be subjective. That's what we're saying. We're all objective, yeah? And the reason why we are doing it. Don't you dare. We are not the only municipality who has met this one. We have met with other municipalities on the same. So can you allow us to do our work when that is us? So respond to the questions as asked. These other issues you can keep for yourself, then you will deal with it later if you want to verify. As it asks, because you are also governed by rules. As it asks, you don't want me to betray you the hostile and with my people. It will be a good time to go. For us, because there is a responsibility of being brought in. Remember, you said you want to clear your name. So put your matter straight. Without fear or favor, we are all reasonable here. We'll make a consideration and determination. That won't even require the next part. Because it's not about believing the MM, believing the mayor, believing yourself. Once you deal with the special care agencies, as it starts, can you respond to the question asked by Honorable Brink so that we continue? I'm surrounded by you, Councillor Sophie. Yeah, okay. Put your emotions down and let me.
I am, I'm okay.
Calm,
I am so calm. I'm just like you. You saw you have to be very patient with me. It is my nature to be like this.
You were reminded by Honorable Mbumba, this is not Mohammed, but the local community. This is the community of
I want to come to this issue, Honorable Member. I think the answer on that one, Honorable is a total lie. And false and misleading in the process. I don't know of such things that those are an arrangement between the MM and those guys. I don't have any dealing with those guys. I did not sign any document that suggested that I was involved in this guy. And I was not even called to the table by the MM to verify this. So, but instead, it depends to pay those millions of rand through affidavit, which I said an affidavit is not a qualifier for a payment in the manufacturer. It is not stipulated anywhere in the municipal finance management act that you can pay a service provider through an affidavit. I think I spoke to the MM when I wrote her letter to say, you should have what the audacity to call me to the table and ask me if I know this guy. And if I said, I don't know this guy, this guy's going to go to court. And if they look at things before, then you take me to that form, leading in the process. But if they just let it go into the house and pay those guys money and substantially in that thing. But I'll tell you the reason why I was charging that man's salary, because it was not based on the interference from the mayor or whatever. There was the one that there is this issue even today. Was still sitting with that issue, that from the MM to suspend me and get rid of me from the municipality. When I was talking to her about that issue, to say, MM, you have got a criminal record that you keep from the state agency. You misled the municipality when you were applying for a job. You did not declare that you were arrested and found guilty in 2011. So when I was saying that, come clean, because the country has offended you based on the false information that you provided here. And that's when I think most of the problems started between me and the MM. That the MM is a convicted criminal who was found guilty in Elizabethtown where he was arrested for so big things there. And in that case, she started to just continue to have a lot of issues against me. Hence, you see the MM deciding to go with this accident to build the case against me. And that's why I say my heart is at stake to find myself in this situation. That the MM is not an honest person in this regard. She's not telling the truth about the saying I was supposed to have been suspended due to the political interference. But she knows the reason why she wanted me to get suspended was when I read this thing with her. I think it's like an SB, but it's only the state security report that suggested that she is a convicted criminal in this instance. And then she comes to this, with this story to say, I am fraudulent, I am a fraudster, I am a corrupt person, and well, she is the one who was caught by the state security agency for a criminal record of shoplifting political things at 2011. So that was from most of this problem. And the other thing was that the MM came to me when she got there with a list of people she said were employed and their friends or their families of the mayor. She said to me she's asking for an information that is incriminating the mayor so that he has got the ink card from the mayor and his matter was properly presented. She brought a list of people that are employed in that municipality that there are the family to Ms. Matara, a corporate manager, and those ones are from the mayor, the sister to the mayor, and the other people she spoke about. This. And then she asked her this question, what do you want to do with this information that you're using? She said, no, she wants to have this one as a card. That when they raise any issue against her, she will be able to say, but the mayor, you have got also this one, and Matara, you also have got this one. And I refused to be part of that. And that led to my disagreement with the municipal manager and my our relationship went south.
You were friends before. Prior to that, you were
good. No, the relationship was normal with the MM. Until I refused to be part of it, he wanted to say, okay, so you know what he said? I asked her, how are you going to do this? Is there one thing she spoke to me about this parliamentary conference? And the MM claims to be working with the chairperson of the portfolio, who happens to be with Mozambique. I'm telling this thing, I asked the question to say, how are you going to deal with this one? When you want to pursue this thing? And then she claims to be with the chairperson, and you are the person that when I get excited, he didn't have any
responsibility.
When
stop, I talk about can you stop on that so that clarifies that? MM, have you ever had a conversation with me? Are you claiming to be having a relationship with the chairperson of the
Thank you, Chair. I don't know the chairperson of this committee. I've never heard any writing with her. Other than meeting here in this committee. But I would also like to be given an opportunity to respond to all the...
I didn't want you to be clear. I've never met you. I've never communicated with you. Just to say, the first time I met you was in the committee in December, and this is our second intervention. Proceed, Jabu.
It's true, the MM will deny or agree, but I'm telling that what she spoke to me about, that the way she will go about this parliament is to get rid of the mayor. After that was what was on the card. And then she came very clear on that one. Then you have to ask.
Mr. Madama, your matter came, your issues and the suspicion is prior to the committee's committee. It's called your first parliament. So how could be the two matters be interrelated? Because the thing that of the first, when you attack, the committee has not taken any decision in this committee. So how could be the two be interrelated? Because our interaction with you is only in the 6 months. Prior to that, then our visit to the municipality, where the MM was not even there. So, I mean, close the door, yes, also. I'm not stopping you, but don't just continue to come with some clear statement, because our visit to the municipality was already suspended. And then the MM was already on me when we visited, it was open. So how could we get to be interrelated to the parliamentary process? Because the parliamentary process is only coming after the fact. I want you to go to ask us, because it's not about just coming and saying that I'm not there. I'll stop you from this one. So that's the issue that we're trying to raise. Because we visited the municipality, called the link of the MM, we called you to the parliamentary committee, and you remember, this was orchestrated by your appearance before us in Skopa. Yes, Mkhalapada. We committed to Skopa that as a committee, these are the measures that it was all this happened post your suspension. Post the leave of the MM. So how could it be interlinked to the parliamentary parliament? Is it now post, is this thing happening after the 6th of December? I would agree. But with the conversation, because we never had the discussion with the MM. So that's the point that I want to understand. Where are you taking? Because not for the sake of talking things here and then that are not even substantiated. I will have to discuss with that. So I'm trying to stop you so that you focus on the person at the end. Also bearing in mind that you appeared in Skopa, you were suspended, you were not there, the committee will learn about their suspension and everything in the, during the visit and the subject who can deliver the 6th of November. So the committee wouldn't come to the picture. The parliamentary processes wouldn't come to the picture then when you are in your interview with the MMM. Because this is in relation to your suspension. That happened prior to all these other problems.
Thank you, Chair, for the clarity, but I'll tell you that this process was unfolding. There was a process that was running parallel to this one. There was political unrest in this issue. There was this premier and also pushing the other agenda from the side. And by the time we came there, it did take off a week or 2 weeks around the city. And then in my suspension, where people just talk about this thing, and suspension, I spoke to the MM, to say MM, but like really, can we really stoop to that level of saying, I have to take my education, why did the municipality then fight for my status? And then you start to say, I have to take my education. Can we really go to the extent of saying, I have, on the target issue, I think that was good timing.
Is that the issue? Because I wanted that class so that it was expert to say this issue of her having your relationship with the church center of the committee, it's neither here nor there. Because these things happened prior to the processes and our involvement as the parliamentary committee on that.
So you can understand, you don't really have to explain and implement it. You need to come to the center.
Okay.
When there was this plan, you told me that there is a plan. For this thing, this plan has to be taken to Parliament. And then Faith Mutambi is the chairperson, and we are working with Faith Mutambi Parliament.
Okay.
I don't know if you that, and if you decide to say you will block it off.
Fine, so respond to that.
Okay.
Okay. But the point was that the one that I'm still at the chairperson, that's why I'm saying when. Because our New York letter will go to attention through the proper hearing in Parliament. That's the first time the budget interrupted the letter. And then we made a commitment through COPA that we are going to follow it, we follow up this letter. That's the first time our service committee, Faith Mutambi being the chair, started to learn about this letter. So I wanted you so that whatever you are saying, you must be mindful of that. Because you cannot come here with serious allegations and then say we allow you to be safe. Also this time here, that's why I'm trying to raise this issue, because we're trying to find the factors they are. But if you start to cloud the book at that thing that and later you will say, I wouldn't allow you to do that. So this is the
answer. Okay, so let's for this one.
If they are forced to be settled and post December 5th and post that date of the proper hearing and post for oversight duties. Because this matter started prior to that. That's what I was doing.
Thank you very much, Chair. Arising from the information provided by Mr. Mashimanike, I have two questions. And I'm asking that he can promote them so that he can answer it as accurately as possible can. The first is, when did you become aware of the criminal record of the municipal manager? What did you do about that information, and when did you do it? Chairperson, the second question relates to the ACE card. The allegation by Mr. Mashimanite that the municipal manager approached him saying that she has information implicating the mayor and other officials in what I understand to be nepotism, nepotistic appointments, which according to Mr. Mashimanite's account would then be used as blackmailing material or protection material in an improper manner against these political office bearers, as the case may be. The question regarding relating to the ACE card is, was any of this information that the municipal manager presented to you accurate? Was there in fact nepotism revealed in what she had? What did you do about that information, and when did you do it? Thank you, Chair.
I think you asked, if I heard you correctly, you asked two questions. The first question is that one of the things is when did we get to know about the criminality of the MN? This one, when we presented to them today, it was picked there in the state security that she has got a criminal conviction. And she submitted a particular report there that suggested that her headcount was stolen somewhere in the springs and so forth. And that's when I said to him, I said, you were picked up through the fingerprint today. And this one says you are, that that thing is not clear in the process. Because the appointment says that you should not have any criminal record or whatsoever in the process. And if he has not declared, when I read these things to them, they come clean. Because they come clean and say that there's no wrong decision in the process, misled by the information that you provided. And this thing has to be then corrected in the process. So that we only got that to know about the criminal conviction through this day report. I think it is for the day only. and on the part of the people in terms of the nepotism. I responded to say, hey, not these people, I don't know if they are families to whoever. I think the mayor is a political office bearer there, is a political head, and was visiting in Hopper City. And I don't have any vote in the name of Martin Mela here. The people that are going to me, it is not anyone of Martin Mela. We are running recruitment here, and the only people that we say, the only people that we say must then declare the interest of conflict of interest there. On the form that you give them to sign, the security form, are those people who are on the panel. And then when we do this or this, we don't go out and ask Chancellor, please, Chancellor, Madame Ula knows this one or what. That's why I refuse to be part. And at that time, Ms. Manuel was not using that word. Well, with those people that she brought there, to the demand for the corporate the social. So that's when I said to say, now this one. I can't like really take part in this thing because I can't discriminate any policy. No, you didn't agree to something that I think is not authentic in the process. So there is no information that suggests now that the nephew of the mayor or anyone related to the mayor took place in the recruitment of such people. We only recruit by merit, you know, noticing processes. Our interviews and some people did appointments in the process. So there's no anything that suggests the element of nepotism from the part of the two alleged members of our government.
Mr. Mashmaite, so have you got a letter dated, written to the mayor or to the MEC of local government or to the minister in which you reveal this discovery of the criminal record? Did you inform council? Did you inform the speaker? Have you got evidence of that? And what is the date of that disclosure by you of this discovery of the criminal record?
For that, you see, the state security suitability checks, they are done prior to the appointment of an LL. They are not done after the appointment. And the letter that you are giving us, it was given to the acting MM then, prior to the appointment of the municipal manager. In this case, maybe it was referred to the corporate head, whatever, but that letter was sent. This was supposed to form part of the package of the agenda item that went to council for the appointment. So if somebody, because there's also misconduct on the part of the official. If I meant you, Mr. Mutamide, who deliberately withheld it, not packaged it with the council agenda so that council, because speaker, you tell me, have you received these things with the agenda of the council? You will have appointed Mrs. Geneva based on that. Though, yes, that's the issue, but this, what is held by Geneva, that's a matter that needs to be further investigated. Because it is kind of becoming now to throw an aid for somebody who is supposed to do a job now to say, no, hold it here, you and I have got a criminal record, you can't charge me because you have got a criminal record. It doesn't operate that. Was this matter sent as part of the agenda item? Because in terms of the due diligence, counsel, when you appoint an MM, it's a requirement that there must be security clearance. I mean, that's a standard procedure for anybody to be appointed. Prior to the appointment, that must form part of the package. So I'm trying to ask also to the speaker and the chief of the mayor, how did it happen that they appoint, you appoint on the council agenda or this part of the council agenda?
All documents that we had by that time at our disposal qualified for the council to appoint the material that we had at that time. I don't have a letter to check on that one, but the mission that we had that time qualified the council to take that particular decision to appoint them.
When was the MM appointed? eliminate this statement. Because this letter is dated the 5th of December 2018. This letter landed at the municipality 16 December 2018, prior to the appointment of the new office. And then who is holding that other issue, or it was the municipality that it should be people who must take responsibility for this as well. Now it's coming. How did you get rid of this letter?
That was a council agenda document. That document that is before you there. The speaker knows that document was a council agenda document of the day which the council has appointed the FM. So these are some of the things that we don't want them to leave in our hands. So that tomorrow we can discuss about something that are not our own fault in the process. Hence we advise to say, FM, please come here with regard to this one. That's when we started to call out me and the MM, after CMRI. We got this document before the MM was appointed, and after he got appointed, when we got to know it, I started to say, but that is important, that is brought to them as a question.
I hear you, Mr. Deputy Manager for Forestation. You had the document prior to the appointment of the MM, and then did you advise counsel on this matter as a manager for
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. 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 Yes, and that's what I'm saying.
Sorry, Jim, just very quickly.
May I'll give you time. Don't
say me.
We are here.
Mr. Marshall, Aita supervised the manager for corporate services, sitting right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can she just very quickly confirm what he said, namely that this information about a criminal record was included in the reporting council in terms of which the municipal manager was appointed, and that council disregarded that?
The document that is circulating right now from the Facebook facility was part of the package of the agenda text to cancer where the
and I have not had the opportunity, to be honest, to study that in detail, but that is the general advice that council acted improperly in appointing the municipal manager.
Chairperson, when we recruit, particularly at the senior level, we have let all the officials in that process, and then we write a package. I can see almost all the relevant documentation. And meeting with the one of the municipal manager that was there, and then added to that document itself, there was a police clearance that came from the municipal manager by there, which was also attached to that document.
So just for clarity, did council contravene the law in terms of your advice? Did it ignore the unsuitability of the municipal manager to be appointed to that position or not?
Like I said, there was another attachment to that document which came from the MM herself. That came from the police, whatsoever staff, the fingerprint and everything, to say she was cleared off from that conviction.
Wow.
And that was part of the package of cancellation.
Can we get the tax executive committee recommendation to cancel report?
and the date of the appointment, because this matter fell before the executive committee. The executive committee recommends to cancel. Can you see that substantial offense?
Yes, we can make it at the level.
So that will deal with this matter. So it was to deal with this matter. So if that's the matter that council has appointed there, knowing that she was found guilty of shoplifting then in 2011, that's the letter that the committee will be used against him in particular. That council appointed the, I don't want to talk about that, but we look at that, what made council take the decision that he said. Chief with speaker on the matter, you remember you processed this matter, you are coming from somewhere. I just want to get their feeling. You discuss this matter, the corporate chief was led by you. Speaker, what's your comment on the matter? The mayor was already mentioned that.
Yes. Like I indicated, documentation that led to the council to take that particular decision from that time qualified us to take that particular decision. Remember, in the section 54A, that is invalidated now. That one, by that time, it was valid. It was also, there was the written clause, I don't remember that thing, but we must also take the name that we considered to cost up for concurrence. We even got concurrence on that matter. It was on the basis of the decision that has been taken by us in that particular case.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. On
that, when you came at the right time there, I want you to comment on the appointment in the attachment of the state security agency on the news. Okay, that's where we are. Because we are raising the right
money. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I'm so surprised when we hear Mohammed Al-Sifel, advisor of the Council of Mohammed Al-Sifel, came to this committee, killing this committee like that. So I'm very afraid to her. And as Council of Mohammed, when we move here, we are going to kill the decision against her. Because she's misleading this committee. Really, she's misleading this committee. Because we never see that document to our agenda. I'm so surprised from Ms. Makan. I'm still on the platform for the Shamai.
Not
we are here, the mayor and the speaker. We are saying we are going to correct almost everything that happened to Mohammed and his family. So we are not going to allow somebody came here and tell this committee something that you don't know. I think you're not listening.
Agenda, the issues about your phone permission, the campaign agenda, that yourself as the chairperson of the campaign, it had that state security report. And you were aware of it, still as the executive, as the mayor, chairperson of the campaign, you took the report as it is.
Then
you deal with the issue of the agenda.
The agenda I said in the appointment and the agenda was brought to us from the level of the executive. And during that time, this letter was not the letter to the when we were going to the appointment.
Okay, so Mayor, what is the matter is saying is not correct? And because they are saying this was part of the agenda. Yourself, you are saying, no, this was not part of the agenda when you told the committee. Because you couldn't attend.
This one was part of the agenda. The only part which was not there is the issue of the case. It was not like this.
So it's not this document. The point that I'm trying to say, that's why we're giving you this document. The state security agency report on the MPM. Because ideally, like I can't find you do security checks before you hire a person. It's a business requirement. So that's why, and the next part of it is I asked, when was the MM
appointed this. Like I landed at the municipality on the 8th of December 2018. It was there. Somebody deliberately withhold this letter not to attach it as part of the agenda. But we've got two employees here in your midst. It's Mr. Matamaite and Mr. Matala that say that was part of the agenda. The beauty of the agenda item is coordinated with number, right? Even if it's under cut, that's how it is. Even if you have to give us the campaign agenda. Because a reasonable council, hence the question by Honorable Grace, you want to tell us the council of to take a wrong decision to appoint the MMA, having this put before you. So the document that we were talking about is the secret. So why you saw it was a different document in the government?
It was if you can take, I have all the list of the people who contacted the position. But certain information was not there. Of course,
well, you want to tell me then they only gave you page one and not page two. Because the issue in this view is on page two. Because Take over. Because the issue about the EAP is here on this document too. So it's either they gave you the copy page one, and then that's the understanding the way I hear it. Because the EAP is on page two, paragraph five. So it's fine, we'll deal with that because there's a contender that the chief group was noted. Peter, you want to talk on the matter, then we're coming back to you, Mr. Matamaite.
Of course, we acknowledge everything that is done in the Malawi, and we came here by God's grace today. And we are not alone, we are here because the provincial government has taken a decision after realizing that there's wrong things which were happening in the Malawi. Remember, the provincial officer has one sent the electric assessment team in Malawi to make the electric assessment home. And after the provincial government has taken a decision, the Malawi has been asked, which then the council adopted the report. And we are currently with the provincial doctor and the administrator after getting the findings of all the things which were sent to the provincial government to take a decision, which the municipality under the general government. I will then tell chairperson by due respect that realizing that there's a lot of things which were within the municipality, and also that the council has agreed with the provincial executive council that we accept the decision that was taken. We give COFSA a chance to present their findings and the intervention plan panel that will assist me with this issue, because I know there will be a lot of things which will not even assist. But we need to be assisted as a municipality. We are agreeing, we are here for accountability. But we also need guidance, we also need assistance from our good side on how to deal with the issues which cause the municipality to where the municipality is today. That's my appeal, that can't we give COFSA a chance to present for us. I know that the issues we are having here are in change in the development report. And maybe they have a plan to deal with the issue. Can we give them a chance? Because here there will be a lot of things that will not even assist with the community for people to conclude on certain issues that can help the municipality to move forward. I thank you.
Thank you.
Type of things
that typically happens in the society, and that's why it's important to ask the question. But it's also important that we get certain information that we can later compare to what the provincial department has discovered through their intervention. Because I think very often the provincial department leaves much to be desired. Chair, I think that the issue of whether the NN had a criminal record or not, and whether council knew about it or not, is a matter of record, which we can discover on the paper. I think it was an interesting foray, but you know, it's not something that we will deal with here. I think it's just important to emphasize, Mr. McMushaman, to your answer is that there was no grounds for the allegations which the municipal manager brought to you about nepotism involving office bearers and so forth. And that's why you didn't take any action according to your record. Chairperson, I don't have further questions for Mr. Mashimahite. I think there's just one important question prompted by what he has told us, and that is to the municipal manager. Mr. Mashimahite said that the municipal manager had a political agenda against the mayor and was driven by certain motives to have the mayor removed, if I understood the information that you provided to us. My question to the municipal manager would be, do you have a political motive? Have you been involved in politics? Do you have an animus against the mayor? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Referring to my report earlier on, Chair, I would also like to respond to the questions or maybe the alternative of the conversation. But also with regards to the answer to members, I am not politically active at all. I do not belong to any political movement. I only came to the municipality as an administrator, coming from Mpumalanga, originally from Gauteng. I have never met the mayor ever before my appointment, so I do not have any connection whatsoever with any political fraternity or arena where one would go there with a motive to oust the mayor. So I must just clarify that, member, that it is not true. It is just a point blank false and lie coming from Mr. Mashamaita. And then coming to what Mr. Mashamaita said earlier on, I have never, ever, ever had any discussion with Mr. Mashamaita in relation to any a list of employees or officials within the municipality that I thought they belong to any manager or leader within the municipality. I do not remember in any manner or any way where I asked him of who belongs to who. So it is not true, and it must be reported in this committee that it is not true. And further to that, I am not a criminal, and I must put it on record that the story that he put out to say my bag was stolen, blah, blah, in 2011, it is true. And that is the only story that I have. And I have served in Mpumalanga Provincial Treasury from 2007 until 2017. If you like, member and chairperson, maybe the records can then be received or maybe be requested, where maybe you can also check whether I have had any disruption of service from the time that I'm indicating up until the time I left provincial treasury in Malanga. And also I believe that, Chair, we can also be privy to information where we can then get the records of which prison did I serve and what period, prison number, all those things really they need to be received, obviously, so that they can substantiate the allegations made by Mr. Mashamaita to my name. But also getting to the matter of the millions and millions of money that were paid as a result of illegal appointment of service providers. I must also put it on record, if we were to also bring other officials within the municipality, I'm sure they will attest to what I'm saying. Mr. Mashamaita in 2018, I believe, in 2019, I'm not sure of the period exactly, he was acting as the acting manager in community services. And in that particular department, there was a panel of contractors that was appointed by the municipality, whereby they were appointed for maintenance and operations. And this particular panel of contractors were appointed to either do your, as an example, deep bushing, grass cutting, cleaning of streets, cleaning of streets, and so forth and so forth. Maybe hiring of plants in terms of whatever that might be needed under the community services. And what I was informed was that there was a service provider that was appointed by the municipality where that particular service provider was then utilized to do sessions with other emerging wellness of service providers or contractors. And when I arrived in the municipality, there was that back and forth of these service providers who were now not being paid by the main contractor who was appointed, where verbal sessions were made. And as a result, they came to my office, and I couldn't talk to them because I didn't know the story, I didn't know where they were coming from, I also didn't know where, I didn't have any background whatsoever in terms of the services they have provided for the municipality. And as a result, I couldn't even engage on their matter because they were not contacted by the municipality. And further to that, they then took it upon themselves to go to police stations to do affidavits, to say they are even well prepared, more than prepared to testify and demonstrate the work that was given to them by Mr. Matamaite and the service provider that was appointed by the municipality. And they submitted those affidavits. And through also the acting manager of community services, he verified, he said some of them, they have did the work, and he has certified the work that was done by them. And they are due to be paid. And I can report today that it was only two service providers that were paid out of about five or six service providers who were prepared to come forth with those affidavits, which one didn't even entertain. But only two were paid to the tune of 350,000, the other one I think it was 1 million. I don't remember what was the services for. So it is not correct that Mr. Matamaite can come before the committee and point out that I paid millions and millions of money to service providers who only submitted affidavits. The affidavits were submitted as a result of people being prepared to come and testify and really indicate that we were verbally given instructions to go do work in so and so and so places by Mr. Matamaite, and we have indeed did the work. And as a result, we demand to be paid. Now we are not being paid after the verbal agreement that we had with Mr. Matamaite. Yes, he did not sign anywhere, because this was verbal agreement that they had through the service provider that was appointed by the municipality. The service provider of the municipality who would be paid, and they go under the tree somewhere and then pay those other subcontractors who have been appointed thereby. That's what I was told, and that's what those service providers also told me, and they also came with those affidavits as a result of them trying to get money that was due to them after they had rendered the service. And further, I can make an example of just three service providers. One was Multi Tree, one was Tehani, one was Summer Day, who came with those affidavits, and the other ones, I think it was DK something, and then the other one, I don't remember the name of it, but there were about five, which I remember, who brought the affidavits in my office. And out of the five, two were in this page, and there were reasons why they were paid. The suspension I spoke about, and then the affidavits, paid millions, I've also mentioned. I think I've touched on everything, Chairperson. If there's anything else, maybe I'll come back later on. But I would really want to indicate that I didn't want to go deeper to this matter.
Okay.
I thought that we will be civil as officials in providing you with information rather than to point fingers and try to really punish each other's names. And it is a disappointment to me that today we are sitting before the committee where boldly an official of the municipality and subordinate to the effect will actually utter such words and accuse the municipal manager to be appointed illegally and having criminal records and so forth and so forth. While himself, he has a lot. He has a lot. And I would also indicate, I did not even go to him talking about anybody who has any relative whatsoever, but I know for a fact that it is something that is in record, it is in the system where some of the officials do have the relatives within the municipality. But I did not go to him and ask him of the list of trying to go against other officials or even the mayor within the municipality. But if he wants us to go there, I believe by all means we can go that far. Thank you, Chair.
Before any other, can I get clarity from you, Mr. Manager? This space security is a good effect. Did you further subject it to a permanent security clearance? Will you?
I did a security clearance.
A permanent one for the one, the preliminary one, because the report that we have given you is a preliminary one.
Because of the appointment, we did not do the security clearance, but I did it on my own. The security clearance was provided to me by the staff. The one that I had, it was submitted, it was provided by.
Mr. McCann, is there any reason, because this letter, this preliminary one says the candidate was disadvantaged with you since their appointment, did you approach her so that he can do the permanent security clearance with you? Is it in writing, not personally like you're dangling it? It's because ideally in a personal environment you write. Is there a letter that's written to the MM to say MM in terms of the security assessment that was done in 2018, you are due for a permanent security clearance? This is the information that is required that you need to send the school. Was that done? Tell me, madam.
Thank you. What we did is that and then we let them forward and something from that. That was part of the agenda.
Mr. Mahama, do you want to say something on this? Did you try that subject today? Because if you are duty at the time, not their own duty. Did you subject it to the permanent
security and corporate security? That was the format that came.
Mr. Mayor is saying, Mr. Malife has done work.
We did litter and refuse mainly in Mahondari area. He was paid in cash. I want you to ask to underline this. He was paid in cash 40,000 rand per month for 2 months, and was only paid the correct amount into the account, 360,000, when I became acting manager. Although I had sympathy for Mr. Mbonisa, somebody was paid in full for his work done. Means Mr. Mbonisa was just given change. And Mr. Mbonisa appointed contracted to KTS, and I would recommend that he claim this missing payment from them. And again, I repeat that I have sympathy for Mr. Mbonisa's situation, but paying a double for service will emotionally lead to inconsistency and MRR the municipal money. So, and then you said yourself, Mr. Malema, no payment can be made twice for one service. This will result in less expense that you can, not in common. So that's the issue. But I want to link it with the letter that we got from the military veterans. It was quoted for our attention. I won't read it. It's dated the 6th of June, prior to the 360 pages, I suppose. But I think that find me, that gets me worried, Mr. Oshie, on the net. It's the letter that Mr. Molito was writing to the Provincial Coordinator Department of Military Veterans. I read this. In the matter between myself and the Colombian Municipality, collection of waste at Makodere and surrounding. During November 2018 to March 2019, I was offered a contract, an opportunity of collecting domestic waste at Makodere and surrounding, depositing it at the municipal dumping site. I was using my own buggy, on petrol, etc., and was assisted by 3 employees that I had hired. Later on, the municipality provided me with a trailer to support my party, the one that I was administrator. At some stage, I was told I was subcontracted to a company only told to me as KTS Room. I've never met no fine any contract agreement with them. My only contact person on this project was Mr. Jahuma Samatite of Mohamedona Municipality. In December 2018, I was paid 40,000 cash by him. In January 2019, I was paid 40,000 cash by him. Both the above payments were delivered to me by Mr. Jahuma Samaike, an official of Mohamedona Municipality. On both payments made, I was told that some tax had to be deducted, but was not provided with an actual calculation. In February and March 2019, I was not paid, even though I rendered the same. I read that in December 18 and January 19. In April 2019, I was instructed by Mr. Matamaite to stop working as the municipality financials were being readjusted. I complied as instructed until further notice. I started inquiries about February and March payment, which took several meetings initiated and attended by the Department of Military Affairs and the Municipality until the 360,000 referred to by Mr. Mayor in the room referred to. Mr. Matamai, the person that to ULM and the CSO, how does it happen that the person gets paid cash and cash is delivered to a person? Unless, yes, that's basically what I want to know. Mr. Matamai, what is your response to
this? Thank you, Chair. I find this very disturbing, but it is one thing that does not surprise me. the demolition speaks about the contract. That I didn't give a contract. Then the question is, what is the contract? You can't be used and it was a verbal contract. And you use more money to work on something that you are not even sure what are you going to claim at the end of the day. A contract goes with number one, the range and memorandum of understanding and what was entering to be seen, the manufacturing the sense that is provided. I think that's how these things are written, like I said before. So now there is a claim with a false claim of this false recovery through their own agreement and the NKFV in the process are now something which I discard. I'm not part of that. I don't have any arrangement with Mr. Molefer. If there are sessions between them and KTS, they should produce such sessions. Because the service provider that was working there was KTS. If they happen to have sessions like they claim in the letter, they should then share with these KTS about their sessions. I don't know about any sessions. I can't even say indeed this man was supposed to have been. And if this helps the mayor, who happens to be the one who was taking later, who is the president, these people must be paid. He should actually tell us to say he paid these people based on what? Because anybody can go and do this as a judge. Anybody can take his own people and have teachers and subpoenas. Ah, this is a matter of payment in municipality. Now, hence I say I wrote a letter to the municipal manager to say, sometimes the municipal manager that those things are fraudulent. But because they had their own plans about me, then they take these people. You can't send someone money because this person has done an affidavit. I mean, the person, you can go from here to Mokopani in Mualabe, you write an affidavit, you get paid. How is that possible? So, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Molefer, and whoever that say getting the money under the tree, you know, these are very disturbing things, but funny enough, money has been paid. This man was here receiving the money under the bridge in the afternoon, under the bridge, when to go to Mualabe. And now I say, and I even want to test this thing. Like really, if there's a service provider, how do you get paid? We test 2 times and he does not report this thing. Because you could have reported this thing from the first time you got paid, the $40,000 which had. You took the money, that money, you took the other money, that money. And it means this man was also doing criminal things there. But I'm not part of that. I don't know of any payment of that. I can't pay the $40,000, they get that money. And I have not any, I don't have any dealings with KTS except for that KTS of the service provider. Like I said before, on the first meeting, including today, I don't enter anywhere around this thing that I have done. Those ones are between them and those who pay them. If there's any clause in the MSNA that suggests that this thing can just be paid without money, then it will be fine. But if indeed there's no anywhere the MSNA saying people can be paid without money, you just lose your own sympathy towards the person who wants the person to speak to you. Then there must be consequence management in the process. But not in my name. I am not anywhere related to this or entertaining them to a way to say I owe Molefer money, the 40,000 under the bridge, the 40,000 under the bridge in the bush, under the tree. How possible is that? That you can go and get the money under the bridge in the bush. After this thing, you can even hear them say that on the here, just the fabrication of issues. People are just trying to get cash somehow in it. You know, maybe that way I come from, I've got my own integrity, where I live, in the society where I live. I can't be subjected to this thing of just 40,000 rand. I have my own salary that I'm earning from however I'm quality, which is above this 40,000 that the first man that will be talking about. Why did he even report this first man that is invested from him on the first payment and the second payment? He did not report this thing. Now we come with stories here to say, I got paid. And that one is giving the MN and those who paid him that money. Don't put it at me. I did not in any way write anything. That okay. Appointment, anything. I have never appointed a service provider in that
much money. Mr. Matamai, the issue here is that the he was dealing with you for this and then you have given him cash 40,000 in December, 40,000 in January. So you are saying you've never dealt with this person from the minister?
I don't know. This is not how money is paid in this municipality. The million which were paid is 1.2 million, another 1.7 million, the 350, it was just the three, like I said, of this guy going into and saying, I will find them down on a fee. And because he will pay you with the adversaries. If indeed an adversary is a qualifier CFO. And the worst part is that the MM says she has worked in the provincial premier. She knows very well the regulations there. That processes have to be followed. To make sure if these people indeed they have called me to the table, because the MM did not call me in any day to say Mr. Makame is Mr. Molete here or Mr. Molo. You know that. I don't know anything about that man. I take that man to be someone in the, though I have their own agenda in the process. But I'm not going to pay people money under the bridge, you know, this is very good. You go to the tree under the bridge in the night and bear in mind the 40th block, 740 block. Yeah, this man was getting money and he's claiming he has been working in the mandatory. Why is he not surprised that this man is not paying Mr. Ben at all?
Okay. Let's move. Clarify that
later.
Okay, another
one, please. Chair, when I asked Mr. Mashamalite at first whether he had any contact with service providers or subcontractors in the community services department, I believe he gave a rather blanket denial. That's how I have it. But he did not inform us that he was the acting director of community services for a particular period of time. That allegation came from the municipal manager. Given that that's now on the table, that Mr. Maisha, unless you deny it, we'll take the formal title, Mr. Mashamaite, unless you deny the fact that you're the acting director of community services, is it still your claim that you have no contact with service providers and subcontractors that provided services to the community services department?
I think you are overtaken by the agency. When I said this meeting, is it a follow-up of the previous meeting or what? We spoke on this issue of the previous meeting. I know of many things for in that policy, those who are in that position, relating to the work that we do with the department. The only ones that I don't know about, even when I was acting community services director manager, is this one with this academic. Those ones I don't know. But other things for me that you have with you are this panel of police for manager that we have there. I know them all. They live within where we stay. I know them, I know all of them, because I was in that place. But this one who are claiming to get money in the corral, in the bush, under the street, I don't know them with them. I know them personally, but I don't have any dealings with them within the my family.
Honorable Brink?
The question then would be, does Mr. Mashamaite know case ahead?
Yes.
The question is that you know KCS, has you ever had any dealing during your tenure as a community services manager at KCS?
Yes, I know KCS as one of the panelists, and we have done some well with KCS and Team Director, and we have done some well with Mpabuli, we have done some well with all those panels of the people that were there, because we were really that what I said when we write the requesting memo to have a thing to be done, we put those on discussion level agreement. Then when you get those, that one is not an irregular because it's not a deviation, it is not even a session. So in that instance, we know we know them. So I know this APS as one of those ones who were doing well in our municipality as panel of service providers with service level agreement.
Thanks, Chair. Okay, this information would have been useful at the outset, but thanks for that. It would seem that Mr. Mayor, who was the author of this letter, I'm not sure if he's here, but he seems to know the person making the allegations against you. He seems to be aware that this person was a subcontractor of KTS. So my only comment, Chair, remaining would be it is interesting that given the blanket denial of Mr. Mashalite of ever knowing or meeting Mr. Mulefe, it's interesting that Mr. Mayor, who subsequently became Acting Community Services Manager, is aware of this person and is aware that payments were made to this person.
Hey, this old man of Putin has to become a Democrat who holds the grudge against me that he suspended him some time ago. I would not be surprised if he is going to make such allegations, an unfounded allegation against me. Once he knows, he has been working in that man's office for a very long time in the business. He knows the processes of how to make payments. When you talk about the contract, what are you talking about? He should put it very clear that his system has been one thing for the better than others. He was not the acting manager at that time. But the person who was the acting manager at that time would have been contacted and asked questions if indeed he agreed to these things or not. And you don't use your own feelings to make payments in that case because that is public money. You rather have that person go to court to claim that against the municipality. And if that person wins the case in court, then we change into that person who left in the process. So this old man has to know that is the becoming and confuse the defender. Because if you agree to payment to delay under tax, then that becomes a problem to me. And I'll say, whatever that is saying, whatever that is intending that document calls transgender, that comma, full stop, or whatsoever in that document, I distance myself from it. I don't want to even entertain that thing. Because it's an application of solid state, which is a conspiracy to tarnish the image of Mr. Mashamaita and to try to get rid of it. Because it is surprising, Honorable Prince, that these people who just hate these people and charge me, why are they not talking to me about this thing? Let me accept all now. Which rate were you there in the process? Who telling the authority to say if this work which was done, the amount of money that was paid is the correct figure or not? Who said it that? People be monkeys. So that cannot be allowed. So I think this has to be investigated. And there must be consequences in the process of those who are using their own emotions and feelings and attachments on whatever behavior that they are leading to do such things. Now I don't want to entertain these things of this consequence and these things that they are done. I'm not part of that. But I want you to correct to note this one. I know when it is there from my parents and from the African National Congress when it comes to it. And maybe I transmitted this one from the previous city. Then I see you overtaking my event. So I admitted to know this mode effect. Like I said, all these language I was going to use were not in parliament. But the problem of that is that you know. But reality remains to it. There is a problem with the Mulefe, and now I don't want to entertain the Mulefe. Those who pay the Mulefe must entertain this thing. If they use the proper process of paying the Mulefe, then it's fine. But if they did not use proper process, you only use the academic to pay the I think something is wrong. I don't have anything to do with this academic, but I know panel of service provider. I want you to test this one. Yeah.
Media, okay. Answer the question, don't deliver a letter,
Thank you. 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 Thank you.
I have
two
more for you.
I
don't
say you can have the whole thing. I will be on that. Yeah. Okay. Chair, just the last comment I want to make. Yeah, I can't ignore the last statement that was made there. Mr. Mashamaite can wants to give us more information about his association with Mr. Mulefe through a political party that you just mentioned. But, Chairperson, I think this tends to support the view of Salga that we should keep membership in political parties out of municipal administration. And I think if we were to dig a little bit deeper here, that will support that view. Thank you.
Okay. The last one.
I want to come back to that one.
That
one. And that's just one discussion about
both. No.
Okay.
No. I want to
know
that. The issue of the illegal recruitment. That way, and then I think I need to post our committee meeting in December. There's a big newspaper article with you addressing the stuff. You'll see it, no? No. And then in essence, you will say, but that's the issue that I wanted to address to you on the one where you went. It was a very good thing to claim the moral high ground that you've been doing. And then you see, then you're the messiah of those workers. The way the article is written, you know the article I'm referring to. But then there are issues here before us that have been presented to us by the Mukanya Pena Resident Association, other ones, the union in, yeah, in the municipality. I'm trying to confirm, I know so that I talked to both of them. This relates to you, to Mr. Kenneth Maluleta, Mrs. Magara, and yourself, my family. So I think we'll have to get the same responses from Mr. Maluleta, who seems to be talking in my attendance team. We'll have to give us the response. He said, you are the mastermind of all the illegal people. You. And then, employment was granted based on the following. Political connections, leadership, nepotism, and corruption. And the issues that are highlighted are that there's no proper recruitment processes that you follow. No advertisement, no interviews, selective invitations to the union. If you were unsuccessful in an interview, you will be given the next post without interview. And positions that are non-existent on the Uganda ground, and the positions that are not budgeted for, and unskilled people that have been employed, no vetting was done. The issue that we have emphasized, you know, as criminals that we have appointed in that to blow. And then some contracts were vetted since the UFM was employed, copied and printed, employment contracts. Then there is a list of people whose names are linked here, just a few. They are linked to either to yourself, the senior management, or council. There is the one that I would link to Mr. Kenneth Maluleta here. I won't mention the name. The corporate services manager, Mr. Makana, you're here, Mrs. Makana. There is M. Parker, who's here with you. A. M. Parker, who's here with you. R. Deoloni, same department with yourself. my sister was your younger sister. Bella was your sister-in-law. Your friend El Makala. And El Makala was your brother-in-law. F. C. Makala relative. M. F. Makala relative. M. E. Dolo relative. And then M. L. Makala brother-in-law. Oh, your Mr. Major will give you a list. The list is so much. I won't mention that, but the list is so many people that are related to you. Also, Councillor Mukwele and Councillor Sika, you have one good area in Shumane. And then Councillor Sumamadi, you have one. And then Councillor Portfolio Community Services, Community Services, and the Hodine. And Councillor Madiba, Mayor, you have got two. You are served with the third brother to the mayor. Is Mausella and MC Mausella is the sister to the mayor, senior leader, your councillor, who sent you related to the speaker to you. So I'm just mentioning with you that we have the entire record. We can share it with you so that we respond to them one by one. So basically, that what is said in the end. This is also coming from the union. It's an issue of the continent. They've even raised this issue with Mr. Maclana. And then Mr. Maclana kept on lying to the union and he decided to ignore the dispute. Yourself, Mr. Matamite, is alleged that you had the organogram at your disposal and you were intended to fill it in every post that was vacant. And you even ballooned the organogram to even further with further appointments that are non-existent. So, CFO, we were in the MM. Your comment would be on the post. If there are posts that you think that are not within the organogram, how are you going to find that moving forward? So those are the issues that I want you, Ms. Makala, the reason why I call you so little to respond to it yourself, Mr. Makala, you said that the CFO is issue of the customer, maybe they are finding what's going to happen. The MM, I want you to also comment on this matter.
Thank you, Chair. Can I really, because this is a topic that needs full attention and very good attention, if I may respond to the call of nature. I'll tell them that because this is the most beautiful thing that that municipality has ever done. This recruitment. I'm saying this recruitment is the most beautiful thing that that municipality has ever done in its history. So if I be exposed to a call of nature and then I'll come back and talk about this. I don't know about it.
No. Can you respond to the issue? I want to go to the Luna.
Yeah, I will not come back.
Oh, go to the bathroom. Go to the other one who's responding to the Luna.
No, you must just us at the chair so that I bring it up because I know about it. Some of these people are not even there. They don't know about this thing because they were not even there. I was there. The mayor was not part of this thing. The speaker, Matara was not even there. The MM was not there also. So let me just respond to the call of nature and then come back to speak on this.
Okay. We all have the common point.
Yeah. Oh, rest your legs. This is the most beautiful thing that my party has ever done.